Mike, what? Wait, wake up, Mike.
What?
Mike.
What?
Mike.
Huh? What?
Mike, wake up. Wake up.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, listen, you overslept. You know, it's St. Patrick's Day is over. I know you're extremely tired. We've got a show to run here.
Oh.
Come on, get your headphones on. Get up near the microphone. Oh. Splash some water on your face.
All right.
It's time for Windy City Irish Radio. I'll tell you, that was close.
It's like kind of Rip Van Winkle a little bit there. It's
well, we were so exhausted from the high holy days the month leading up to it.
It was downright crazy. It went on so long, so many wonderful things.
I could have slept all the way in through April.
Started all the way back with Makem and Clancy, and then we had Soulless. And my gosh, Wee Banjo 3 was in town. They kept us out all night. Eileen Ivers on a Thursday night. That was a school night.
Lots of energy.
And then all that stuff at Gaelic Park, the Irish American Heritage Center.
North Side Parade, South Side Parade.
Gaelic Storm.
I'm
not complaining. I loved every minute of it. But boy, the day after, the morning after, is always really tough, don't you think?
It really is, yes.
Let's play this song from The Prodigals to tell you a little bit about how we might feel.
You dance like a drum, but you sing like a sober. He pulled the last pint when the party was over. And when you're alone and you lie in your bed, the rain on the roof is the dance of the dead. And the boys from the Bronx and Belturbet, Bundoran and Brighton and Bray, they're all shouting and brawling, routing a reflection, a kiss or a sigh, to forget or recall the old days long gone by. And up in the morning, after the evening, the wordless goodbye and the silently leaving, you turn on your side and the dream in the bed was a far distant cry from the one in your head. And you dance like a drunk, but you sing like you're sober. You pull the last pint when the party was over. When you're alone and you lie in your bed, the rain on the roof is the dance of the dead. Chimeras and fantasies merging together, and thoughts of a life of a far different feather. They brought us to where we are now that we're here. Is it better or worse than we hoped and we feared? Pioneers, drunkards, pilgrims and rovers, bridges of bone and of gold cross over. The beckoning bar with its circle of light, and the voice and the laugh that ring out in the night. And you dance like a drunk, but you sing like you're sober. You pull the last pint when the party was over. And when you're alone and you lie in your bed, the rain on the roof is the dance of the dead. You dance like you're drunk, but you sing like you're sober. You pull the last pint
when the party was over, and when you're alone and you lie in your bed, the rain on the roof is the dance of the dead, and you dance like a drunk, but you sing like you're sober, you pull the last pint when the party was over, when you're alone and you lie in your bed. The rain on the roof is the dance of the dead, and the rain on the roof is the dance of the dead.
sing wintry breeze blowing through the budding trees. And I button up my coat to keep me warm. But the days are on the mend and I'm on the road again, with my fiddle snuggled close beneath my arm. I've a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I'm as happy as a king when I catch a breath of spring, and the grass is turning green as winter ends. And the geese are on the wing, and the thrushes start to sing, and I'm headed down the road to see my friend. I've a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have friends in every town as I ramble up and down, making music at the markets and the fairs. Through the donkeys and the wheels and the farmers making deals, and the yellow-headed tinkers selling wares. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. Here's the health to one and all, to the big and to the small, to the rich and poor alike, and foe and friend. And when we return again, may our foes have turned to friends, and may peace and joy be with you until then. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go.
Signature Bank, an institution founded and staffed by Irish and Irish at heart Chicagoans, is dedicated to Chicago's Irish-American community. Signature Bank proudly offers ATM fee reimbursement up to $25 per month, so you can use your ATM card anywhere and everywhere, and receive $100 for simply moving your Social Security or payroll direct deposit. Stop by one of our two locations, Harlem and Northwest Highway, just 10 minutes from the Irish-American Heritage Center, and on the corner of Wacker and Lake in the Financial District downtown. Be sure to ask for Ella Reardon, Marietta Mullane, and Signature Bank President Mike O'Rourke, or call them at 773-467-5624 or visit their website at signaturebank.com. Signature Bank, we're your kind of bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in 1922, my grandfather Thomas J. Cooney opened his one-room funeral parlor on Chicago's North Side. We take tremendous pride in his decision to serve others in their time of need, as we continue to put families first when their loved ones pass away. For three generations and over 90 years, the Cooney Funeral Home has served families in our Irish community with the highest degree of care and comfort. We know that the death of a loved one can bring about some of the most important decisions you may ever have to make in a short period of time. That's where we would like to help. We'll serve as a guide and an advisor while arranging your funeral plans and help you in any way we can to ease your sorrow. We want your trust. We will serve you in a professional manner on a personal level, just as our parents and grandparents did before us. With locations in Chicago on Irving Park and in Park Ridge on Bussey Highway, we're always there to help you and your family. For more information, please visit CooneyFuneralHome.com.
Stop by the Irish American Heritage Center at 4626 North Knox Avenue and visit the Fifth Province for a pint and a bite to eat. Join the family fun with the Friday Night Fish Fry through Friday, April the 14th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Cost is $12 for adults, $8 for children, and patrons pay at the door. Center members receive $1 off their dinner with a valid ID, and this Friday guests can enjoy live music from the Academy of Irish Music and dance with the Trinity Irish Dancers at 7 p.m. On the horizon, have tea with the unsinkable Molly Brown. And another of the very famous Saturday morning tea series, performer Lynn Reimars portrays Titanic Survivor Brown in a one-woman performance. The tea is Saturday, April 1st, April Fool's Day at 11 a.m. Tickets are $25 for adults. Children 12 and under are $8. And Salon Concerts Chicago presents Trian, featuring Liz Carroll on fiddle, Billy McComiskey on button accordion, and Dahi Sproul on guitar and vocals. These are three of Celtic music's most acclaimed and award-winning musicians. We always love to see Liz at the Irish American Heritage Center. While tied to traditional music, the trio uses exquisite musicianship to take the traditions to a new level. The concert is Thursday, April the 20th at 8 p.m. in the 5th Province. Tickets are $20 for adults. Children 18 and under are free, as always, with the Salon Concerts. And for information on all these events and to purchase tickets, visit www.irishamerican.org or call 773-282-7035. And I think in a few minutes we're going to have a little bit of news about some future Salon Concerts, Tim.
I think so, too. And what a prelude. And so thank you so very much, Mike. And as you know, we just came out of the big St. Patrick's Day season. And what a more fitting song. The morning after the high holy days are over, we're kind of feeling the effects of the morning after by an early one by the Prodigals. And then we followed it up, the air tune and the Cliff Dwellers by Billy McComiskey. Wow, see, it's been a rough one. Liz Carroll.
And Dahi Sproul on that. That's Trian.
Yeah, Trian. And so they're coming up on April 20th at the Irish American Heritage Center. And then, of course, a tradition, longstanding tradition here on Windy City Irish Radio, Rambles of Spring. We are now deeply entrenched into springtime, and that was by Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy.
That's right, Tim. We're going to get back into some music here. We have a special guest that we'll be talking to in a few minutes. So why not kick it off? This weekend at the Old Town School of Folk Music, the great band Lunasa is coming. March the 25th,
wow.
Lunasa to the Old Town School, as if we haven't had enough of this wonderful stuff over the last few weeks. And you can get tickets for that. The evening show is sold out, but the 5 p.m. show, there are still tickets available. We're going to play a song off of their recent album, Lunasa, with the RTE Concert Orchestra, and we're talking all about St. Patrick's Day and things that happen. Well, here's a morning nightcap for you. Thank you. that was Lunasa with Morning Nightcap. And, you know, Lunasa's coming to the Old Town School of Folk Music this weekend. They're playing a sold-out show and probably two sold-out shows. There's still tickets available for the early show, but by the time Saturday comes around, there probably will not be. So get your tickets now. And if you're looking to go to the late show, you know, they sometimes have a waiting list or tickets sometimes become available as the week goes on. So it's the Old Town School of Folk Music, 4544 North Lincoln Avenue. It's $28 for the general public, $26 for members. And we are very excited and honored to have from the band Lunasa here on the phone here, talking on the Windy City Irish Radio Hotline. We've got Killian Villelli. Killian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mike. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. So you guys are kind of winding up a tour here, and you've been on the road for a while now, and Chicago's one of your final stops, huh?
Yeah, we started out on February 23rd or 4th, I think, down in D.C., and we've done about 20 gigs so far, and we've got Chicago Saturday, Minneapolis Monday, and Montreal then. And that's us done for another spring tour, you know.
Now, I know that you that the band plays a lot of shows in the city of Chicago. What do you think of the Chicago audience? It's got to be your favorite, right? I'm putting you on the spot.
Absolutely, best audience in the world, I think.
There you go.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
But honestly, the Old Town School of Music is a class venue, you know. You know, we'd nice gigs in Chicago in the early days, but once we played there for the first time, this is the only place we want to play for the foreseeable future. And we've been back playing a lot of festivals, you know, in the summer or fall or whatever, and that's, you know, that's a great thing too. But as a sort of an indoor concert venue, the Old Town's pretty hard to beat, you know.
Yeah, it's a great venue, and it's very intimate, and the crowds really get into it. So it'll be a great weekend for you. So you are you play the low flute and you play the Illan pipes for Lunasa. That's kind of what you've been doing throughout your career. How is it that you gravitated towards the pipes?
Well, I suppose, you know, I started with the whistle when I was probably 4 or 5 years old. My parents are both traditional musicians, and they're teachers, and they have a club in Armagh that's actually in its 50th year this year. So it started in 66, and I was born in 72. So I kind of grew up in this house of where the music school, it wasn't their job, it was a voluntary community activity for them. And, you know, since I was around, there was 100 or so kids going to their school, and now there's probably 300 kids. And so there was just always tin whistles knocking around the house. We'd be blowing them, and there were three brothers and a sister. We were probably using them as swords and all sorts of things and weapons and toys. And
putting them to good use.
Yeah. So, and then when I was about 8, I started the pipes, and my father was a piper. So he taught, my mother's a fiddler, and she definitely tried me on the fiddle. I have a couple of memories of that, but I didn't like it. And I love the fiddle now, but at the time I didn't really understand the fiddle and like the whistle. And then I played flute, and, you know, and I played a lot of instruments with that system. I played recorder and saxophone and all sorts of things, but that, you know, definitely the wind instruments suited me, and my father was able to teach me, so
yeah.
Well, it's a bit easier.
You've certainly gone places with it, obviously, with so many years with Lunasa, and you've also performed and toured with Riverdance.
Yeah.
Is that in the early days of Riverdance?
It wasn't the very early days. It was when they came to New York, when I moved to Broadway. It was around 99 maybe, or 2000. I wasn't a touring member because I was already in Lunasa, but I used to be the sub. So I used to go into Broadway and play for the guy that was playing there when he took time out. And it was a nice experience, you know. It might have been more exciting to have been there at the beginning. I remember going to see Riverdance when it first came to New York, and it certainly was a huge event at Radio City and stuff like that. Right. So possibly by the time I joined, when I was in Broadway and there every day of the year, it mightn't have been as exciting a thing. But I certainly enjoyed the music and enjoyed playing on it.
Well, and you've had the opportunity over the years to perform and tour with other, I guess, acts that would certainly not be considered in the Irish realm. Natalie Merchant, for instance, and Tim O'Brien, who's kind of in Mary Chapin Carpenter, more from the country world. And then, of course, the man from Mullingar himself, Bruce Springsteen. You were on his album, High Hopes, a couple of years back, huh?
Yeah, that was a big one to get asked to do. It just sort of came out of the blue. One night I was at home and somebody asked me to give them a call at a studio. It was actually an engineer, and then the phone was passed to somebody else, and they were asking, could I come in the next day to record? And I could. It happened I was home, and then they said, okay. They put me on the phone to somebody else, and I actually went through three different people. There was a manager, and there was a producer and all that, and they asked me about the pipes and what key I could play in and stuff like that, and they were telling me, come to New Jersey tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And just as I was almost done and nobody had said anything, I just said, what am I doing or who am I recording with? And the guy said, oh, it's Bruce Springsteen. So I nearly started laughing, you know. But it was through, and it was a nice thing to do, but I got to his house and he had just left, so.
Really? So you didn't even get to meet him, huh?
Unfortunately not, you know, because that would have been a nice thing to have done, but if I'd known he was about to leave, I might have gone earlier.
Gone a little earlier.
But it was still nice to play in this.
But you got to see how Boss Incorporated works then, I guess, with all the people around him and putting together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was, but, you know, I mean, a lot of modern recording is actually done like that. When I've done that a lot, not for people of his caliber, but I've done a lot of stuff with people where they want a flavor of Illan pipes or whistle or whatever, and a lot of the time they just bring you in, you know, they record the vocal and the band, maybe if there's drums and bass, they do all that, and then they bring you in at the end. And you just put you overdub your part in the cans with a producer, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it might be a little bit simpler than what you did in the studio. It was just you and your musicians around you working on the music, and that's with your new album that's called The Ravens Rock, and that came out last year. And you're going to be doing some stuff after the Lunasa tour breaks up and stops. You're going to be doing some stuff with Kevin Crawford from the band, right?
Yeah, myself and Kevin are going to come out to the Midwest, which is nice because myself and Kevin do quite a few tours, at least, you know, two a year anyway, on the East Coast. And we were recently in California and the Northwest, kind of Washington State area, doing these, you know, kind of smaller gigs, you know, small venues and even house concerts, which are a great thing for the sort of duet kind of traditional music. And but we've never really done that in the Midwest, so it's nice. We're going to come to Chicago to the Irish Heritage Center.
That's right. That's our big announcement, folks. Salon Concert Series presents their next show just a couple weeks after Liz Carroll and Trion. You're going to see Killian Villelli and Kevin Crawford from Lunasa, and they're going to be performing at the Irish American Heritage Center, and that's Friday, May the 5th, correct?
Yep.
So that'll be great. And so we're going to play a track here off of the album The Ravens Rock, and this is called Sinead Moya. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's three jigs, two of which I wrote myself, and one that my brother Niall wrote. And Sinead Moya refers to one of my daughters. She's a seven-year-old girl. And the last tune is called Emer's Shuffle. And Emer is my two, almost three-year-old other daughter. So.
Wow. So it's very personal for you then. You play this to the kids, right?
Oh yeah, they were excited to have their names on the album, so that was good.
That's great. Well, next time you could put Windy City Irish Radio if you want to name a jig after us or something. Liz Carroll's told us she's going to do it. She hasn't done it yet, but if you come around it. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in while you're on the road here. In a couple of days, you're going to be here in Chicago. Folks, I encourage you to go out and see Lunas at the Old Town School of Folk Music. You can get tickets by calling 773-728-6000, or you can go to oldtownschool.org. And, of course, the Salon Concert, May the 5th at the Irish American Heritage Center. We're going to play this here. It's called Sinead Moya. Thanks, Killian.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you.
and sisters, listen to me. These are the few things that I leave to you. A sword of our fathers with lessons hard taught. A shield strong and sturdy from battles will fall. Well, this is your sword, this is your shield. This is the power of love revealed. Carry it with you wherever you go and give all.
In these challenging times, the Flood family is here to help. We would like to be your new garbage man. Flood Brothers Disposal, like you, understands how hard it is to manage a household, how hard it is to manage a business. Flood Brothers doesn't have stockholders to take care of. Their only care is taking care of you. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling has been Chicagoland's choice for refuse disposal since 1960, serving high-rise commercial properties, factories, retail shops, and office buildings. How does Flood Brothers outperform those large national companies? It's simple. Their friendly drivers provide old-fashioned service, same-day response, and 24-hour pickup. At Flood, there's only one way to do the job, the right way. At Flood, there's only one way to price the job, the fair way. Find out more about the Flood Brothers. Call 773-626-5800 or on the web at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Call 773-626-5800.
From renowned Irish playwright Martin McDonagh, Bluebird Arts presents Tony Award-winning The Beauty Queen of Lennan, February 23rd through March 25th at the Athenaeum Theatre, 2936 North Southport Avenue. Tickets and information at bluebirdarts.org or call the Athenaeum Theatre box office at 773-935-6875.
Join Frankie Gavin and Dae Donnan in a musical tour to Ireland, September 6th through the 16th. Drive parts of the Wild Atlantic Way to experience the most breathtaking ocean views in Europe. Tour Frankie's hometown of Galway, where majestic swans greet you at the bay. Enjoy Bantry Bay to enjoy musical legacy of Chief O'Neill himself as we bring the best contemporary musicians to West Cork for a packed program of concerts, workshops, and sessions. Enjoy the beautiful fishing village of Dingle, the giddy heights of Cliffs of Moher, Connemara region, Kylemore Abbey, and much, much more. Frankie and Dae Donnan will be performing at each location, but don't be surprised if there's an impromptu jam session on the road. There'll be music and merriment, conversation and crack around every corner. Contact Caddy Tours for more details at toll-free 866-387-6759. That's 866-387-6759 or online at caddytours.com. And you know, Mike, Caddy Tours was founded in 2002 and has developed a unique and specialized approach to creating customized touring arrangements for the discerning traveler like you and me. A helpful and knowledgeable staff combined with unsurpassed selection of hotels and services ensures all travelers are provided with a distinctive travel package tailor-made to fit their individual needs. You can reach Caddy Tours at 866-387-6759 or at caddytoursonline.com. Gaelic Park is ready for spring with some exciting events for everyone. Our annual Easter egg hunt is Sunday, April 9th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is absolutely free and there'll be fun activities, a children's movie, and the Easter Bunny will be there. So much fun! Join us on Wednesday, April 5th for the monthly musical luncheon. Doors open at 12 noon and your delicious lunch will be served at 1 p.m. sharp. Admission is $15 and reservations are required. This month's musical guest is Joe Cullen. Easter is Sunday, April 16th, so make your reservations for Gaelic Park Sunday Classic Carvery. Entertainment will be provided by Jerry and Cara Eady. You can make your reservations by calling 708-687-9323. Now, Mike, don't forget the fish fry on Fridays at the Carrig Irish Pub. It offers a delightful pub menu Monday through Thursdays from 5 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m., and Sundays 3 to 8 p.m. Live entertainment is featured every Friday and Saturday night with no cover charge. For a listing of all of our upcoming events, please check out our website at chicagogaelicpark.org. Chicago Gaelic Park, located at 6119 West 147th Street in my hometown of Oak Forest, is open to the public daily, and the telephone number is once again 708-687-9323. Gaelic Park.
Thank you, Tim.
You're so very welcome, Mike.
So we're back here, Windy City Irish Radio, where we have a little bit more time here. Thank you very much again to Killian Villalli for calling in from Lunasa. He's got a busy schedule ahead, which includes a couple of Chicago visits over the next 6 weeks or so. Old Town School of Folk Music this Saturday night, and then right back at the Irish American Heritage Center on May the 5th as part of the Salon Concert Series, and that's breaking news. That's a news flash, and that's the kind of stuff that you get here on Windy City Irish Radio.
So, that was a breaking news little bulletin.
Yeah. So you heard Bruce Springsteen, This Is Your Sword. That's off his album, High Hopes.
The Mullingar Man.
And did you hear Killian in the background? The pipes were just lilting all along that whole song. He had a solo the whole
time. And you were dancing because, you know, Bruce Springsteen is your man, right?
Well, I think I was more like head bobbing.
You were. Yeah. It was very cool. Leaning in the corner with your leather jacket.
And then, of course, you know, you got to get that new album by Killian, and he's going to be selling that at the Old Town School and probably at the Irish American Heritage Center.
The Ravens Rock.
So we're going to play another song here. You know, not only is it, you know, springtime, not only is it, you know, Killian coming on the show, but we also have a special thing to announce tonight, and that is that it's Tim Shevlin's birthday.
Tim Shevlin, one of my fellow Tims.
He's King Tim.
King Tim, yeah,
and,
that's right.
You know, you're right there. I think you're still a prince in the Tim world.
But, well, you have to say that.
Yeah, but we're going to play a song here just for him.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd do this on his birthday. His birthday happens to be this Saturday night. I think he turns 39.
39 already. Wow, where does the time go?
Something like that. And, well, you know the song, and I think you'll figure out who it's from when you hear it. And happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Going over Kildare a mountain, I met Colonel Pepper and his money he was counting. I drew forth my pistol and I rattled my saber, saying stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver. Musha ring-um-dum-dum-da, Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. The shining yellow coins did sure look bright and jolly. I took the money home and I gave it to my mommy. She promised and she vowed that she never would deceive me. But the devil's in the women and they never can be easy. Musharinam durumna. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Seven guards were standing round me in numbers odd and even. I flew to my pistol, but alas, I was mistaken. I fired off my pistols and a prisoner was taken. Musharinam durumna. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Putting me in jail without a judge or jury, for robbing Colonel Pepper in the morning so early. They didn't take my fist, so I knocked down the sentry, and I bid a long farewell to that cold penitentiary. Musharinam durumna. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Take delight in fishing and bowling. Others take delight in the carriage of rolling. I take delight in the juice of the barley, courting pretty women in the morning so early. Musharinam durumna. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I walked down by the riverside one evening in the spring, and a long gone song from days gone by blown in on the great north wind. Though there is no lonesome corncrake's cry of sorrow and delight, you can hear the cries and the shouts from barns and the laughter and the fight. May the ghosts that howl around the house at night never keep you from your sleep. May they all sleep tight down in hell tonight, or wherever they may be. As I walked on with a heavy heart and a stone that stung the tide, and the song went on though the lights were gone and the north wind gently sighed, and an evening breeze coming from the east that kissed the riverside. So I pray now, child, that you sleep tonight when you hear this lullaby. Blows from haunted graves never bring you misery. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep.
And that's Socks in the Frying Pan with the Lullaby of London. For all our friends in London tonight, that's a Shane McGowan and the Pogue song. And then prior to that, we heard Chicagoan from the Boyles himself, James Conway, with Ashplan, the Black-Haired Lass, and a Wise Maid.
You know, that was a little harmonica tribute to my blues mentor, James Super Harp Cotton. And he was the backbone of the Muddy Waters era. And my absolute favorite harmonica player, and you know, he was a Tunica, Mississippi guy, but he really lived his life up here in the city of Chicago.
And you can't beat James Conway.
And he just passed away just last week.
James Conway did not.
No, James Cotton passed
James
away.
James Cotton, yes.
Age of 81.
And before that, Whiskey in the Jar, Jerry Garcia, David Grisman. And speaking of tributes, tribute to Tim Shevlin. And then we're going to close this out. We lost another great one this week, and Chuck Berry. You know, he's the man, the king of rock and roll. You know, you could bring it, you could say it's Elvis, but, you know, Chuck Berry was the man. And
he was the man.
So many people were influenced by him, a mentor to so many. And we found the closest thing we can get to an Irish version of a Chuck Berry song. The most Irish, probably the most popular and the best-selling Irish band in history. This is the Beatles with John Lennon on lead. Here you go. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Go, go, go. Ah, Johnny, be good. He you pay your music till the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be in light. Playing Johnny be good tonight. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go.
The preceding program, Windy City Irish Radio, was paid for by Tim Taylor and Mike Shevlin and guests.
This is Access Radio, AM 1240, WSBC, Chicago.